Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, as we walk into our fourth week in Advent today, we stand with prophets and with angels. We hear from Isaiah a prophecy that stirs our hearts this time of the year. We hear from Matthew a story of the man Joseph, who, much like his Old Testament namesake, had visions and dreams that led Joseph to Bethlehem and to acting as father for our Lord. As we continue to prepare for Jesus and all the ways that he comes to us, today we prepare for Emmanuel, God with us. We prepare for Jesus, the Christ child. Our preparation begins in the time of King Ahaz more than 2,500 years ago. Now, the truth is this. Ahaz was not a faithful king. He did not encourage God's worship. He was pursuing an alliance with the Arameans against Babylon when Isaiah came to him. King Ahaz felt that he was the one who was in control. He felt that he was the one who got to make the decisions, and all of his decisions were correct. And when Isaiah came and offered him, "You can ask God for guidance," Ahaz refused. Ahaz didn't want to know or to hear what God might have to say about anything. And so Isaiah's response is an image that we cherish even to this day. He says, "Behold a young woman, behold, the virgin is with child and will bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel." Isaiah is telling King Ahaz that God will act. Not only that God will act, but God will act within the time that a woman usually waits to bear her child. It's not that God might act someday, and it's not that God won't act at all, which is really what King Ahaz was hoping for. God is with us. It is a truth about our God that God acts, and that action will be God with us. Now, most of the time we hear this prophecy from Isaiah, and we think he's talking about Jesus. And it's true. It is, but it is not only about Jesus. This also includes this instant for King Ahaz. But what it also shows all of us and how it helps us to ground our faith, we ground that faith in the truth that God acts and we can count on it. Now, we may not always recognize that it's God's action, because God will act through things as normal as a woman with child, as normal as our caring for a neighbor or a friend. But God acts. God acts in this world in many and various ways, and all of the good that is done in the world is done because God acts, especially with and through the likes of us. You see, the most powerful piece of this message from God that Isaiah speaks today is, "You shall name him, you shall name them, you shall name all of us Emmanuel." Emmanuel means that God is with us. And that is a truth that we can cherish, hold on to, and count on always. Emmanuel tells us that God, the creator of the universe, our savior and redeemer, the one who makes us holy and guides us every day, this is who we are talking about. It's not Molech or Baal or Odin or Zeus. It is the one true God, Yahweh. I am who I am. And God is. It's not that God might be or God could be. God could be if you behave. It's not that God has been or might have been or never was. When God speaks to Moses, he says, "I am who I am." God is. God is right now and always right now. But then God is with, alongside of. It's not far off. It's not lost someplace, not watching us to see if we get it right. God is with. God is walking beside us. God is picking us up when we fall. God is guiding us in our efforts every day. God is with us. Not someone else, not anyone else, not only those good people, whoever they are, but us, all of us, every single one of us, the righteous and the lost, the healthy and the sick, the left out as well as the ones who know the love of God, God is with us all. And that is the promise of Emmanuel. God acts and God is with us. In fact, God wants to act with us. God reaches into the world in the small and normal things like babies so that we can work with God to change the world with God's love. That's what we see in our gospel story today. Joseph and Mary, this young couple, they are betrothed. They are engaged. They are planning to be married and begin a family. This is the ultimate goal for people in their day. They were gladly going to follow what has been done for centuries. And then something came up. We don't hear much of Mary's story in Matthew's reading today, but she is with child before she should be with child. And so if that's the case, there are two explanations for this. First of all, it's Joseph's, and that has happened before. Or second, it's not Joseph's, and that also has happened before. Joseph knows that this child isn't his, and so Joseph must make a decision. Does he turn Mary into the religious authorities? Because in the worst case scenario with that, she could be stoned to death. Does he publicly set her aside and make her the brunt of all of the jokes and all of the ostracism and all the rest of that kind of stuff? Or does he quietly set her aside, hoping that she might find joy with the baby's father? Joseph, it says in the gospel, is an upright man who doesn't want anyone hurt any more than he has already been hurt. And so he decides to set her aside quietly. But no sooner has Joseph made that decision when angels invade his dreams. Like the Old Testament Joseph, he had a dream. But this Joseph's dream is not images that need interpretation. His dream is a message specifically from God that he should never be afraid to marry Mary. This isn't evidence of infidelity on her part. Instead, this child is from the Holy Spirit. This child is God's son, is God the Son. And he is told that you are to call him Jesus. Now in that dream, the angel calls him Joseph, son of David. Ahaz, too, was descended from David. But while Ahaz didn't want anything to do with Yahweh and his messages, Joseph hears and believes these words from God. This entire story in Matthew is taking place to show us that once again, God acts and that God is with us. This has happened to Joseph and Mary, not so that they might be ridiculed. This is happening so that they can love each other, so that they can love the child and thereby love the world. The name that they are to call the child is Jesus. God save. This is the promise that was made to Joseph and to Mary. It's the promise made to you and me also. In this moment, in this child, within that family, God acts and God saves. God saves us from sin and death. God saves us from our selfishness and our pride. God saves us from ourselves. And the love that comes with Jesus, God saves. That is what we are promised on this fourth Sunday in Advent. We are promised that God is with us and that God saves. We witness those promises and the faithful responses. We are encouraged to embrace those same promises and respond in faith and hope and love. We are called upon to respond for the sake of the least of these, our sisters and brothers. We are sent into the world to discover all of the ways that Jesus is with us and that God's love is all in all. So may we discover this season a way to live as God's children and to embrace our Redeemer as we name Him Emmanuel and we name Him Jesus. Amen.